Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting you. May I have your name, please?
Teresa Brown. The other lady put me on hold. Are you taking her place?
Will you ask to speak with the supervisor?
Yeah. Well, not the supervisor. Anybody can help because I received the watch. You know, the what do you call it? The smart watch MR1.
Okay,
and I had paid.
What's your zip code?
23702.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Teresa Brown.
And is it spelled T-E-R-E-S-A?
T-H-E-R-E-S-A, yes. And Brown, the color Brown, B-R-O-W-N. I have an order number.
What's your order number?
67856174.
No, ma'am. I'm going to pull up an account with that account number that you provided for me. You said it was a smartwatch that you'd ordered?
Yeah. It wasn't. It was taking a survey, and all you do is pay the shipping and handling. And that's what I paid, but I got the watch, and it doesn't work.
Okay. With you paying the shipping and handling, did you receive an email confirmation of your order?
I think so. I haven't. I don't have it offhand, but I do have it.
There should be a customer service number inside of that email.
This is the number that they gave me.
That was in your email?
Yeah, 855-432-5309.
Because I think you contacted the incorrect customer service number.
This is what they gave me. Was there another number? But... what do I do? Now, can you just send me a thing to send it back and get another one or just credit my account?
I'm not able to locate an account for you, which means you contacted the incorrect company.
Oh. Well do you handle those watches? It says direct gadgets.
Okay. With your order, again, can you go back to your, is there a way that you can go back into your email to confirm that you have the correct customer service number?
This is the tracking number they gave me.
Okay.
You want that?
No, ma'am. The tracking information is not going to be able to assist me.
So what will be able to help me?
I'm thinking that you dialed the incorrect customer service number. That's why I want you to be able to open up your
okay.
email.
Okay. Is this your address? 8865 Northwood Avenue, Suite 27, number 102?
And without an account, I can't confirm that. We're a third-party call center, which handles many different companies and their customers' accounts.
Well, I don't know.
Are you reading the information off of your packing slip that you received?
No, there's a slip in there. Yeah, there was a slip in there.
You need to go back to your email where you placed your original order, and there should be a customer service number in your email. It's possible that with the packing slip, they gave you the incorrect customer service number.
I don't know how to do all that. My granddaughter handles all that for me, but I gave you all the information that they gave me. And you can look through the thing or find somebody that knows.
Yeah, because I'm not pulling up an account at all for you.
I don't have an account there. I just bought the one thing.
Right. However, if you placed an order at all just for one item, you would still have an account, which would show how much you paid. You know, with your address in there.
I don't know why I got anything in front of me. Okay, I'll try to see if I can find the email then. What number should I call then?
You will dial that customer service number that's in your email that confirmed your order.
All right, take my email. I'll get my granddaughter to do that check, the email. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Shani.
Hey. Okay. Thank you, Shady, so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.